Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Hitting our microphones. We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots.
Yeah, just two idiots.
Just two idiots. Normally we're two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly... What the hell is going on tonight? Oh, we have started early. That must be what it is.
Yeah. So what do you think about six? Or should it be seven?
I don't know. Maybe seven.
Okay.
Maybe seven. I think six is a little early. You know, you had to get up early. I was still tired, but that's just my Saturday. You're paying more attention to the chat than you are to me.
No, I was answering you. You just talked right over me. Continue.
Wow, really? We're going to have one of these nights?
What?
Last week was fun. We were bickering, you know, like... Now we're going to be bitchy to each other tonight.
I wasn't okay. Bitchy. Wait, when did we get bitchy? I missed that. Was I supposed to be bitchy?
No, you were like, oh, well, you talked over me, so whatever. I'm going to put my phone down.
No, I was saying hi to everybody. I was trying to be nice. And I don't even know what you were talking about now.
I don't. Hey, that makes two of us.
Yeah. See, now I'm not paying attention. I saw something that did catch my attention in the chat.
Jenny. Squirrel. Oh, Jim's saying, okay, see you at 7. Yeah. Hey, Al's here. Hey, Al. Right now, we've got the mayor of Beertown. It's actually him this week. It's not the noob masquerading.
He's not wearing the noob mask.
We've also got Mark Thorner, Revelstoke Jim, and Al. Like we said, hey guys.
I was going to say that, but okay, go ahead, go for it.
Well,
who are you?
Apparently, you did just say that.
No,
who
I didn't.
Am I? I'm Miranda Janelle.
All right. Did you who say you? What day it is?
No, I didn't. Because I never got through the two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
Very good.
Today is Saturday, October 17th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle. Better?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm
See,
checking
I can
that
do
out
it when I'm not
now.
Looking at the freaking notes.
Yeah. Well, I can say that I'm that fracking cat.
That makes sense.
Boom. Yeah, not to look at the notes?
Yeah, if I just go on autopilot, it's no problem.
All right. Well, if you want to interact with us, you can join us in the chat at mixler.com/take37 or send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod, and you can, you know, send a message either way at any time, live or not. So yeah, join the chat like you said, Al's in there.
Yeah.
Jim, Mark, the mayor, not the noob wearing the mayor mask.
Plus one elsewhere,
which I didn't see, but okay. Some stupid cat is in there.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What?
No, we've gone over that before. Yeah. We don't need to.
I still forgot
that.
To put it on my computer. I was going to do that this morning, but I just didn't do it. I went straight to sleep.
Why'd you go straight to sleep? Oh, yeah, because we're starting a lot earlier. Yeah.
I ate, and then I went to sleep. That's what I did this morning.
I went to the psychologist. Yay!
This morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every 2 weeks.
Oh, I didn't notice. I was asleep.
You didn't notice when I came back and then took off again yesterday either. You've been sleepy kitty lately.
You were here yesterday and then left?
Yes.
Oh.
You were surprised by it yesterday as well.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Alrighty then.
I was trying to think of why I would have slept. Oh, that's right, because I worked on the image for last week's episode, which I finally got done yesterday, right? Was it yesterday or Thursday? I don't know. The days are running together anymore. I don't even know where I'm at.
You're here. Right here.
Yeah.
Do you need me to draw a map? You are here.
No, look it up on Google Maps or something.
Make sure you use your phone and you go outside for the best GPS signal.
Okay. Why?
I don't know why I say half the things I say. You're asking about that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's on the list.
Well, because, it makes sense, right? You know, the satellites, unobstructed view. You get a better signal outside.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, but it's kind of cloudy right now, so, I mean.
Well, that's good. It's windy out there, I noticed.
Well, that's because you're farting.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you have milk.
Alrighty. Do you want to talk about the week at all?
I slept. Some things happened, and I don't know. Maybe I'll talk about those eventually. I kind of worked through that already, though.
Alrighty, then.
What else happened? Not much this week. Just work. I did the 100th episode with Raphael. We Are Not Here to Please You. That should probably...
I remember.
Yeah, you were here for that.
I took the day off on Tuesday.
Yeah. Let's see, we went live with that, which was weird. It was early in the morning. A few people joined, I think. And that should probably drop. Well, that will drop on Monday, the recording. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting doing a...
It's actually weird
recording
to have
that early in the morning.
Really? I'm kind of getting used to it. I kind of have to.
Well, it was when I first woke up, so...
Yeah, like 10 minutes before we started?
Pretty much.
That was fun. But it was cool to have you here.
I had fun. I don't remember most of it, but I had fun.
Yeah, I think you were still asleep. But that's okay. I'm good with it. Raphael was good with it. So it was a good episode. I liked it. And he didn't lose the recording this time.
You think he'll do another?
What, lose another recording?
No.
Do another 100?
Just another episode, but yeah, why not another 100?
Well, sure, why not? I would like being there for 200. You know, unless he replaces me or something, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. That's like 2 years from now.
Oh, God, I want to mess with you so bad right now.
Why? What do you know?
I don't know anything.
That's just, nah, I'm not even going to go. That's too easy.
Are we going to need to break out the Nerf swords again? I mean, that was like the first 10 minutes of the show last week. How about we just jump into the movie?
Okay.
Well, it sounds like, you know.
I was just trying to think if there was anything else that was exciting that happened this weekend.
No, this week was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Across the board. I did a whole bunch of training for work.
Oh, yeah. You stayed up till like 4 or something, right? Late.
I was up until like 3 on Monday night.
Wow.
I think. But I took Tuesday off, so. And yay, I went to the doctor.
Fun.
Yeah, that's my week in a nutshell. I went to the doctor and the psychologist. I'm all about the health.
About the health or hell?
The health.
Okay. Yeah, that works. So yeah.
That's all I got. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about Wine Wednesday. That was it was fun.
Winey Siebes.
Indeed.
I guess it was a boring week. Like I said,
it was a pretty boring week.
Just boring. Nothing even happened at work that was stupid that I could talk about. And usually something stupid will happen, but no, nothing.
The Flash was good.
I didn't see it yet. Oh, I did watch The Walking Dead. That was okay. I don't think I have as much interest as I used to, but it was all right. I think that's the only show that I look forward to anyway. So.
That's about as excited as you get when you're talking about TV shows, huh?
Yeah. I don't watch TV anymore.
Well, Doctor Who's tonight.
Yeah. And I haven't seen the one last week. I kind of fell asleep.
And you still haven't gone back to watch it?
No. I don't watch the TV. I don't like messing with the TV.
For any reason in particular, or?
If something happens to it, then I'm the last one to use it. So I just prefer
not to
use it.
What the hell is going to happen to it?
I don't know. Something will happen.
It's going
to
display media, and you're going to enjoy yourself.
What if it just breaks or something all of a sudden?
What's the actual likelihood of that?
With me? Probably pretty high. Sometimes I have that bad luck effect. I'm like the black cat in Spider-Man, I guess. Except not as pretty, but
I'm having trouble believing that you would somehow break it.
Because I'm paranoid. I'm just paranoid.
Oh, just watch Doctor Who. Jeez. How the hell are we, you know, we can't start the show talking about how it's about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Never talk about movies and get that stereotype going about us.
We always talk about movies, just not the one we're watching.
But now we're shying away from pop culture because you don't want to. You're afraid of breaking the TV because of your paranoia. Get over it.
I'm trying.
Do it for the show.
Watch the TV or break the TV.
Watch the TV. Don't break the TV.
Well, that would be an interesting story for a boring week. More beer. I hear you, my beer town.
Ay. Whoa, dude.
What?
Ow, that's a long-ass message.
Yeah. I did watch The Walking Dead on my phone, Al. That was where I watched that. The Flash, I think I could because it's either on my iPad or my phone that I have the CW app. And they'll replay the newest episodes. I don't know. Well, I was working on an image and, you know, just doing that episode and...
That image did. That one did take...
I knew it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
But and this week shouldn't take that long. I just like to...
Didn't you already start sketching it out?
Yeah, it's sketched out. I just had to draw it on the computer. And it's kind of funny looking. So I look forward to that one going out. And I did like the one last week. It's just, yeah, I knew it was going to take a while to get that out. Sorry.
No,
I got a message on my phone, and it's from somebody I didn't know. But now I know who it is.
Okay, sorry. Good. All right.
It just, yeah, sorry.
I actually got lost for a second because I watched you run through the, you know, 1 minute you're talking and then I saw the, ooh, shiny. I saw that moment.
I told you, it was just a message that I wasn't used to seeing.
I could tell. It came in as a full number.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I forgot where I was at. Where was I at before I got distracted?
You were right there.
Okay.
You've been there the entire time.
All right. So. Oh, I was talking about the image. Yeah, it was fun to draw the dinosaur with Dave riding on it. And the two in the Jeep. But.
Did you add anything fun to it?
Yeah, I guess. The sign on the door. Instead of reading Jurassic Park, I wrote something else. And then I should mention it today, I was thinking about that. And I should have written what...
Well, what did you originally write?
Jurassic's had it.
That made me think about the Mad Magazine cover.
Well, I remember
when
that.
When Jurassic Park came out.
Yeah. And I just, you know, we talked about it and just figured, yeah, just put something else on there.
Yeah, what if they copyright it?
Well, it's a parody of a parody, so I don't know if... But I just didn't want to mess with it, so yeah, I put something else on there. And I can't even... Oh, damn. I kind of woke up thinking about what else I should have put on there, and now I can't even think of what it was. I'll think about it later. I'll just blurt it out. You'll be talking about the movie and something really important. Blah, blah, blah.
All right, so should I hit the button?
Hit the button.
All right. Wait, are you gonna blurt it out now? How about now?
The Flick Pit.
Our flick pick this week is, well, this is episode 94, so we're going with a movie from 1994, and that movie is True Lies.
There were some other movies that we went through. We usually kind of go through a list, right?
Oh, yeah. You want to run through that? All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think just off the top of my head, one or two of the top ones in the list, and one of them was Shawshank. And I think right after that was Pulp Fiction. Those are good movies.
Oh, you're talking about on IMDb?
Yeah.
The ranking? Yeah. Yeah, it was Shawshank Redemption.
I do think Pulp Fiction was
too. Pulp Fiction was second. And I think...
Is it Forrest Gump?
I do remember that. Yeah, I think it was Forrest Gump.
Lion King?
Yep.
I think we tried to watch that one like a month or so ago and didn't make it.
Well, we never actually got to it. Oh. So we ended up with a short list of Forrest Gump, The Lion King, True Lies, Star Trek Generations, and The Ref.
I put that one kind of at the top of the list, The Ref, just because it'd been a while since I'd seen it. But it was kind of a Christmassy movie. May save that one for later, but I like that movie. I think that's the only real role I like. No, I can't say that. I kind of like Dennis Leary. And I think that was the first time I ever saw Kevin Spacey.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, I take that back. What was it? See No Evil, Hear No Evil? Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder?
Yeah.
But I didn't even know who that was at the time, so.
Kevin Spacey's in that?
Yeah. He's kind of dorky looking and has like a mustache. It's not like a porn stash, just a cheesy little thin mustache. He's kind of goofy.
I don't think I've watched that.
I haven't seen it since
that's,
it came out on video.
Probably the same.
So,
I really haven't given that movie very much thought since then. How sad. It's a funny movie.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, one's blind, one's deaf. Gene Wilder and, you know, Richard Pryor. So, but that didn't come out in 94.
No, it didn't. I like that we both went with Star Trek Generations.
Yeah. That was one I watched.
But we've done enough Star Trek.
Yeah, lately. You said that. I just kind of put it on the list because it was one of the top ones that I went through because we were making a list and we should go through this and see what we come up with.
Were we checking it twice?
Yeah.
Did we find out which flicks were naughty and nice?
There were a lot of B-movies that came out in 94. But I remember most of them. Or a lot of them. They were just bad movies.
I was really rooting for the Jungle Book.
That live-action one?
Yep.
I never saw it. Had no interest. I never watched an animated movie. But maybe once. Just, I don't know. Not interested in it.
What about the new one coming out? Any interest in that?
Nah, not really.
Kind of figured.
Some kid traveling around with a bear and there's a panther in it and stuff happens and I think there's a snake. And yeah, that's about it. Bananas and monkeys. That's about all I got out of it.
So, like, no bear necessities, no want to be like you?
Oh, I remember the songs, yeah.
What about the elephants? Do you remember the elephants?
No, I really don't. I did watch that trailer for the new one that's coming out, and that was the only time I remembered anything about elephants. I think there was like a microsecond they showed elephants in the trailer. And I'm like, oh, okay. I remember the elephants. Not a whole lot, but yeah.
I just remember the song.
I don't remember an elephant song.
I remember the little kid elephant, you know, trying to say in the military style, but because it was a kid elephant, had to screw it up, and it was something like in the military style. It was just
it was cute. Okay. I was talking about something. 2-3-4 March 2-3-4.
Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Yep. That's the song.
And he's seen it too. Oh, Mark is right. He said the first time he saw Spacey was on the TV show Wise Guy. I sort of remember Wise Guy. I watched it when it was on TV. They have the DVDs out there now, you know, the entire series. But I do want to go back and watch that. I remember a few episodes of that show. But that didn't come out in 94.
So, Forrest Gump. How come we didn't end up going with Forrest Gump?
I think it was on the list. It was one of those. It was one of those that I picked, but I had watched it like maybe a month ago. Or maybe I watched it before we moved. I don't know. It was one that I've seen recently, and I just didn't. It may be one that I watch every couple of years or something.
So. Yeah, I could have had a lot of fun with that one.
That would have
just based on the soundtrack was another one that I played a lot.
I had that one on CD. Yeah. It was a double CD set. But somehow I lost that. It would have been cool to
have
those songs.
Even in band, we ended up playing the theme. Shout
out. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we did it in... I want to say that was actually when I was in eighth grade and going up with the high school to perform at Disneyland, which was something.
Trombone?
No, I played clarinet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The trumpet thing or whatever.
The trumpet thing?
The clarinet.
Ay, kitty, you're killing me. But yeah, we got to... No, that's when we played the Flintstones. That's right.
Well, from like the movie version kind of Flintstones?
We marched through Disneyland with the local high school, the high school I ended up going to. But we went to Disneyland and marched with them, and we played the Flintstones going down Main Street, USA.
It's cool. Flintstones did come out in 94.
It's like the...
With John Goodman
and Rosie O'Donnell and Rick Moranis,
yeah, and
who played Wilma? Was that that was the mom from Home Alone, right?
No, Catherine. No.
No,
it was.
Then she did it in the second one.
I didn't watch the second one.
Oh, wait, no, was that Elizabeth Perkins?
That's it. That's who was
it
in the Flintstones? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see her face. I just couldn't think of her name. It definitely her.
Okay.
Played Wilma.
There we go.
I kind of liked that movie. I mean, it wasn't a favorite movie, and it's not one I'll watch all the time, but I kind of liked it. I don't like that it had, you know, sequels that kind of sucked, but I didn't watch those.
Didn't one of them have Billy Baldwin?
Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas. And that's had, I think Mark Addy was in that. It's Mark Addy and Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's who was in it.
Yeah. Joel, oh, yeah, Kristen Johnson. I forgot about her.
See, I didn't even... Yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun. My eyes are leaking.
Oh, I never watched that show. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. It's probably because it didn't come out in 94.
Yeah. We're going to stay on track this time.
No, we're not. We never do. Well, Speed was another one that came out in 94.
Yeah, that would have been a good one to watch.
But... It didn't make one of our lists.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Clerks came out in 94.
Yeah, for some reason, I keep thinking 95 on that one, but it was 94. Oh. And I didn't know Speed had come out that early. Some of those, when I was going through the list, I was like, I always thought those were late 90s, but no. A lot of these were real early. Like The Mask. That came out in 94. And I went to see that one in a theater. I remember which theater and who I went with. And
I was good, because it'll be on the quiz later.
Okay. What quiz?
That that quiz. You know, the quiz at the end of every show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't worry, you forget every week.
I know.
It must be traumatic for you.
It always is.
Maverick was another possibility.
We've seen that one, though. That's why I didn't make the list.
That's also why Clerks didn't make the list.
Yeah, that was episode 37. So, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be Clerks. Maverick, didn't we watch that with Jim?
Yes. I believe so. I believe Jim joined us for it.
Okay.
Question is, did we invite him or did he just call?
I think we invited him because it was something that we had been talking about with you.
I think we invited him too.
I don't have the list in front of me.
Legend of Drunken Master.
Oh, good grief. I think I saw that one. That's Jackie Chan, right?
Uh-huh.
I think I watched that one at some point. Probably not 94, but... No, it couldn't have been 94 because I remember watching that one on DVD.
It was one of his goofier ones.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of funny. Didn't he have some kind of thing where he kept drinking out of a pot or a bunch of pots and was beating the crap out of people?
He could only fight properly when he was drunk.
That's awesome.
So just the entire time he's going around drinking everything that he can. And it's just kind of clear that, you know, he's on wires because he's just kind of, wavering all over the place. And that's how he's avoiding all the other hits.
I have to watch that one again then. It's been a while since
It could have been our flick pick tonight.
Maybe. Did make like the top 10 list that we had.
I knew it was a long shot, but I threw Immortal Beloved.
See that one. I started to add that to a list because I had never seen it. I've only heard about it from you saying that it was a good movie. And it's
Gary Oldman.
Yeah. And I like him. So I would have watched it. It's one of those on my list to see eventually. Speaking of Gary Oldman, The Professional. That one was one that I kind of brought up during the week that I thought we should watch.
We should watch it after the show.
I thought you had another one in mind. Just because of a scene you'd watched.
Air Force One?
Yeah.
That has Gary Oldman too.
It'd be like a Gary Oldman night.
Like a Dark Knight?
See what you did there. Wait, do you have Immortal Beloved?
Of course I have Immortal Beloved.
Okay.
What's been with you in the nerd recently?
I don't know. You talk about the band stuff, and I'm like, band nerd. But you always call yourself a band nerd. Or is that band geek?
A band geek.
Yeah, same difference.
You keep calling it band nerd. Now I'm starting to repeat it. You're screwing me up, Kitty. Get it right.
Hooray. Kitty influence.
Ay, ay, ay. Should we actually get into what our actual flick pick was? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a list unless you have
Stargate. Stargate was another one
that we've watched. So, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about Renaissance Man.
Oh, yeah. I did see that
Danny one. DeVito.
Didn't make the list, but I saw it. Oh, I don't think I've seen that one since it was on video. It's been a long time. He's like a teacher or something, right? And he goes into he's looking for work, and he gets work at like for the Army base or National Guard or something. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of like screw-ups. So I kind of remember it. I think I liked it.
Alrighty. Well, we ultimately ended up choosing True Liars. True Liars? God damn it.
This is the third time you've said that.
It got corrected in the message when I first typed it out.
Yeah,
I keep seeing it and keep saying it. I'm very open to suggestion right now.
Because you did when we were going, texting each other about the movie list we were going to go through, and you put True Liars, but I didn't say anything. I was like, okay, maybe it's a typo because, autocorrect's a bitch. I was like, all right. But you corrected. I was like, all right, that's different. Now you're saying it.
I know. I don't know what's wrong.
There was only
I really don't.
One lot. Well, okay. I don't know where you're getting liars out of it, but okay. Wait. No. Never mind. It was something we were talking about earlier. I thought Kindergarten Cop was on the 94 list, but that was 90. Never mind.
So what were we talking about earlier? Our favorite Arnold movies?
Yeah, you asked me which action movie was my favorite, and I couldn't think of anything but Arnold movies because we were watching Arnold blow shit up. You were texting each other. Nice, Jim. He's a Texan.
Yeah, I saw.
Watch the Jewels.
Kitty saw The Shining.
I don't get the Watch the Jewels. Watch the Jewels.
I don't know.
It'll come to me later.
Okay. I've lost context on it. But anywho, Arnold movies. Because yeah. I actually did start asking about Arnold movies. And
Renaissance Man. Sorry. He answered it was Renaissance Man that came from.
I was going to say this isn't Twins. You know, we don't.
Junior was one. Junior was another 94 movie. So, Arnold movies you were talking about. And?
Terminator 2.
Oh, it was being a favorite action movie. Yeah, that was one that I could. One of those I thought of.
And I got to throw True Lies into it.
What is the...
As one of my favorite action movies. It's funny.
Yeah, it was good. And I want to toss in Commando, too. That was a good one early in, you know, one of his 80s movies.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty badass at the time. I'd still watch it. I don't own it, but I would watch it. Just because it's not cheap enough. I'm not paying that much for a movie. Not an old movie like that. Cheap kitty.
I finally segue us into our flick pick.
Yeah.
And you sabotage it by throwing Commando in there?
We were talking about Arnold action movies. That's an action movie. And Arnold was in it. Just like he was in True Lies. There you go.
And it was funny. Wait, I already said that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Hi.
Hello.
I don't have the notes up anymore.
Oh.
This is one of the first things I remember Jamie Lee Curtis in.
Really?
Well, My Girl before that.
Really? Okay. I can see that, I guess.
I was never a fan of the Halloween movies, so...
That's where I remember her from. So,
so I wouldn't have had, you know... I might have seen, what was it, A Fish Called Wanda?
Yeah.
She was in that, right?
Yeah.
I may have seen that.
It's like 87, I think. Wow. Yeah, I guess. And you don't like horror movies anyway.
No, I don't.
So you wouldn't have watched. I mean, back in the 80s, I kind of did like horror movies because I was a stupid kid. And now I'm a stupid adult that just doesn't like horror movies anymore.
I had neighbors that tried to get me into them, and I didn't like it. I remember being at a sleepover. You know, all of the kids in the neighborhood were over, and the last one I watched was one of the Chucky movies.
Ugh, those just got stupid.
I think it was the first one.
Yeah, after the first one, it got stupid. Not that the first one was that stupid, but yeah, whatever.
No, I didn't. I did not like it. I was not a happy kid. I did not sleep very well that night.
What's a killer doll running around? Yeah, no one's going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
Freak out if Teddy Ruxpin started running around stabbing people. It would be funny because it's Teddy Ruxpin, but.
Teddy Ruxpin was cool.
I know. That's why it would be funny, running around with a giant knife. Now I'm scared.
You know, Teddy Ruxpin didn't come out in 1994.
Nope.
Okay, so you're shocked I didn't really know Jamie Lee Curtis before this.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, but you said My Girl,
mm-hmm.
and that was 89 or 90, so.
90.
So, okay, I can see that.
I'm pretty sure that was 90. Anywho.
Right on, Al. He said he was freaked out by Chucky until he actually saw the movie, and he knew he could kick his ass up and down the hall. Metal.
Nice. Definitely the first place I remember seeing Eliza Dushku.
Yeah. I didn't even know who it was. I mean, because at the time, she wasn't anyone but a kid actor that was annoying, stealing things. And I didn't even know who she was until Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Then I was like, oh, that's that kid? An annoying kid? Okay. She was annoying. Always screaming things. I mean, she was, you know, hanging from a crane at the top
of
a building.
Not just a crane. She was also hanging from the plane, and then he ended up tilting it, you know. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah, you give your daughter a nod, you know, that you're going to tilt the plane. And so you're basically telling her to hold on, but...
She did.
She's never been on, you know... How did the shattered glass of the Harrier not cut her butt when she was sitting on it?
I was thinking of her arms because she had her arms wrapped around the frame of the cockpit.
And then he tilts the plane, and now all of a sudden it pierces her arm. And
well, she was wearing a long sleeve shirt, so.
I mean, it's reckless parenting.
She was about to be shot by an AK-47. It's either, you know.
If he hadn't lied to his wife and kidnapped her in a van and scared the crap out of her.
None of that would have happened?
He would have been there to protect his daughter. This is reckless parenting.
Well, somebody should have been there to watch the family anyway. They were already in danger.
Are you going to put this on Tom Arnold?
I put everything on Tom Arnold. Hashtag blame Tom.
Very good, Kitty. Now, Tom Arnold's best scene in the movie is clearly when the terrorist, Aziz... Asim?
Salim. Salim.
What the hell was his name?
Salim Abu Aziz.
Aziz. See? That's what I started with.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the...
Anywho.
First name.
Sorry.
Al's got a point. There would be no movie if he told the truth. It would be called True Trues.
Okay, fair enough. I don't even know where that came from. That I was just having fun.
Oh, you were talking about Tom Arnold.
But anywho, I'm saying my whole, you know, that was reckless parenting. I was just having fun.
Yeah, well, it was kind of reckless.
But anywho,
how good of a parent can you be when you're flying a Harrier jet and your kid's hanging off the front of it and someone's about to shoot her?
That really is a sign that you've failed as a parent.
Yeah, I hope that never happens to me.
So anywho, Tom Arnold's best scene.
I would just have a pet. Can you and I don't think a cat would grip a Harrier jet frame all that well. So
you're such an asshole.
Well, it just occurred to me, so I just started saying it. Go ahead, I'll shut up.
No, screw you. I'm not saying it. Everyone knows what I'm trying to say. It's just you won't let me say it.
Go ahead and say it.
The terrorist starts shooting at Gibb. Oh, good. He's drinking. And he ducks behind the pole to dodge the bullets. And, and he's checking it all over his body to make sure he's not hit anywhere. And he grabs his ass and then he grabs his crotch and sighs in relief. And then gives the pole a little, you know, he kisses his hand and gives the pole a little smooch.
Yeah. Just that part of that scene where he just gives the pole that slap kiss thing.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of that scene.
It's like, okay, how unlikely you know, the bad guys are just spraying bullets everywhere. But when Harry Tasker gets his hand on the little machine gun, you know, he can fire them all directly, you know, at individual targets.
Yeah. I mean, he shoot 70, 80 times from a 30 round clip. That's pretty badass.
But he has them all grouped perfectly, and no one else can seem to hit anything but him. Oh, except for his wife when she drops the machine gun and it fires as it goes down the stairs.
I think she took out more people than he did on accident. Probably
it's
just as
totally
many.
Unrealistic, but I absolutely love that scene, especially the look that, yeah, the looks that they exchange
afterward.
Afterwards, and yeah. He's like, "You did what?" And
what the hell?
Yeah, just that geeky, you know, like
grin she has and gives him a thumbs up. That little meek thumbs up. Yeah, that was funny.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Wait. Before we go to Bill Paxton, let's talk about the dinner scene.
Which dinner scene?
Where he's just kind of, where...
Oh, when he finds out that she's kind of been talking to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe cheating?
And okay. He's just got that stare.
Yeah, that angry stare.
And it makes you...
Arnie, mad.
I don't know about you, but I always think about... there's just this one moment where she turns toward him, and for some reason, I picture him reaching out and snapping her neck.
Damn,
and it's because of the car scene later on when he's fantasizing about killing the used car salesman.
Okay.
But it's one of those things, you know, now that I've seen that he has those fantasies, I'm wondering, is that what he's, you know, like, is he fantasizing about snapping his wife's neck?
I could see that. I mean, it's not something I think it would ever sell, but yeah, I could see that maybe that's what he was thinking. But I don't know. That's kind of dark. Maybe just saying, standing up and yelling at her, man, who are you seeing? Who's Dion? I mean,
So, anywho, Bill Paxton, the used car salesman.
Yeah.
Simon.
Oh, that's awesome, Al. Now that we're talking about Bill Paxton, he said the best actor in Tinseltown, the only actor killed by an alien, a predator, and a Terminator. He was killed by a predator? I'm trying to think. I know an alien and a Terminator. Because you mentioned we were going through all the Cameron movies he was
in. He's been in four of them. He was in Terminator.
Yeah.
He was in True Lies. He was in
Aliens.
Oh,
that's right. He was in Predator 2. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Al said Predator. I was just trying to think of... Yeah, that wasn't a Cameron movie, but still.
And he was also in Titanic.
Yeah. That, I don't know what he was. Some kind of explorer. He was the one trying to find that jewel.
Mm-hmm.
So... He did not get killed by Cameron in that one. Maybe it was a cutscene. I don't know.
Maybe he went diving down to the bottom of the ocean trying to, like, he saw her throw, you know, drop it.
Crazy bitch! Splash and jump in the water.
And he just keeps swimming until he can't anymore. And then.
He's down there under the water with Jack.
He swims with the fishies.
He was a weasel in this movie.
Oh yeah, he was. And
trick women into going out with him and having relations.
Just the whole driving scene.
Oh, in the car, what kind of car was that?
The Corvette.
Corvette. I knew it was a C word.
Okay. So the Corvette, and he's got Helen. And he's driving her out to this other place so that he can lay low. You know, it's a little too hot right now. Yeah, you know, so coming out here to lay low. But he's driving that red Corvette.
Yeah, the
good
bright
job.
Red.
Good job.
That's inconspicuous. No one will notice me in this vehicle. that he sits above the windshield. Did you notice that? Because he is like 6 foot tall. And
you got to rub that in, don't you?
What? That he's 6 foot tall?
Just anyone being 6 foot tall.
Well, it's just he's sitting in the car and his...
You insensitive prick.
His eyes are just kind of even with the top of the windshield. I'm a little bit taller than he is, so my mouth or something would probably be over that. If I could even fit in that car.
So if you were driving along in that car and a fly came?
I swallowed the bug.
Yeah.
I'd have to have the windshield higher than that. I'd like a double windshield to drive a car like that.
No, it's like Lego pieces. You put another windshield on the top.
Yeah. That's what I would have to do. So, yeah. He did punch him in the face. In his little fantasy. Busted his nose. All the hell. We're still talking about Arnold and...
Yes.
Will Paxton. Yeah. That was fun.
I was just waiting to see if Jim was going to say something about the 6 foot tall comment. But that's okay.
Why? Did I miss something?
You may have.
Okay.
When I went to the doctor, they took my weight and my height, and I wasn't surprised.
Did they give it back?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish they would have kept some of the weight, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyhow.
I guess I did miss that.
It turns out I am not as tall as I used to be.
Oh.
Or at least I'm not as tall as the last time.
So they didn't give it
I
back
had
the
my
last
height
time.
Checked.
Oh. Okay. I did miss that. I didn't know. I did not know I was being insensitive again.
I was just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. So
well, I mean, if I
I'm
knew
not
before,
foot,
I would have
I'm not
given
6 foot
you
tall anymore.
Oh.
That's all it boils down to.
Oh. Well, it's not easy being tall. Because you have to start reaching the top shelf. Or open windows for short Canadian people. Sorry, Johnny. Damn.
I haven't lost that much height.
Oh, okay.
What?
So you can
I would think that
shelf?
You would have noticed if I had.
Everyone's shorter than I am. Most people.
But if I was suddenly 3 inches shorter, you're saying that you wouldn't notice that. What now?
Read what Al said. Because I can't. I'll start laughing.
Wow. Okay. Get your spine in line. Don't let that bitch be slacking. Really? Really, Al?
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Al.
That's what I should do. I should go get a massage and then go to the doctor again and see if I'm actually taller.
Wouldn't like a chiropractor help out? Or do you believe in those? Things. Some people just have an aversion to chiropractors because they think they're bad.
I have no opinion.
I don't either. Went to one once years ago.
Was it 94?
Probably. 94 when True Lies came out?
I just keep thinking of the scenes that I love. The tango scene.
Which one? One at
the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we're introducing Harry as the badass spy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the
and he's just gonna walk right out the front gate. You know, he's got the he's got the bravado down.
Yeah. And he's already got the info he needed, so he's trying to make his way out of the party.
Yeah. So it starts out as well, just being an unapologetic spy movie.
Yeah.
But then there's the scene where Helen actually finds out. Like, they're up in the suite, and you know he's had his wife lay down on the bed and close her eyes.
You had issues with this.
And he comes over with the rose and starts making his move. What was he going to do? Was he going to tell her everything right then and there?
I think he was.
He's going to be like, oh, and by the way, that whole traumatic experience you had last night, you know, with being kidnapped in the van and everything. Yeah, that was me. hi. What was his plan in that moment?
I don't know. I mean, he made it through a room full of bad people. That seemed to work out for him. So, I mean, I don't think she was going to shoot him much. I didn't see a gun that she had on her. She didn't have it on a lot in that scene.
No, she did not. And yet she still managed to hide the little bug tracker.
Yeah. All the women in this movie are putting shit in their bras.
Business cards, phone trackers.
I did ask you about that, the woman. What is her name? Tia
Carrera?
Yeah. She handed Harry her card when he was trying to get out of in the first part of the movie. She handed him a card, and I was like, how many cards do you think she has in there?
At least four.
Do you think just four? I mean, that was a big party.
I said at least four, but you got to imagine that she's actually being choosy with the clientele that she's going after at a party like that.
So just four cards and a room full of, it's got to be like 60, 70 people in there.
How much business do you think she was there to do?
Probably a lot. I mean, that's how she makes her money, with the art. That's what I told you, that by the end of the night, she's flat chested because it's nothing in there but business cards. That's all I can figure. She can't just have four cards in it. Why would she just have four?
I don't know.
Two each?
Why not?
Does the bra have a pocket in there? What the hell goes on? I'm always seeing... I saw a thing on Twitter the other day where some woman who was very well endowed pulled out a bottle of vodka. Now, that couldn't have been a trick. Just watching, I was like, what the hell? She'd be good to take to parties or something. Or to the bar, because you don't have to pay for drinks. I mean, she's got a whole bottle of vodka in there.
I don't know what to tell you.
Now, I can see the little tracking device. I mean, not the track, the little bug, because it looked like... Maybe like... It was tiny. It was smaller than a postage stamp. So, yeah. But... I don't know. A business card is kind of big.
But it could be... She could have had... A special compartment built into the dress to contain them. You ever think about that? That way that she can do that. It's a power move.
Oh, to pull it out of the bra?
Yeah. Total power move.
You could make, you know, these things called pockets. But yeah. Okay, if it's a power move.
And so she keeps maybe four. Two in each breast.
So, okay, now my mind has gone weird. So if this is a power move because it's in that area that's supposed to be attractive.
You can say erogenous.
Yeah.
No,
so
can
does
you?
This mean I can keep business cards in my shorts? and that's going to...
If your name is Chatham Tanning...
What?
Tatum Channing. What the hell did I just say? Did I say cheating Tanum?
I think so.
Cheating Tanum. Oh.
And he was handing out business cards from there?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that Tating Tanum could get away with that. Do I think you could? I'm sorry, but yeah, no. I think people would look at you funny, and they already do that.
I know.
We've covered this before.
Okay, I can see that happening with his business card. So,
plus I already know
who you are, but do you have a business card? Do you have two?
Can I smell one of them?
Can I smell anything? That didn't. It's only because I have no sense of smell. That's where I was going with that.
I like Al's point. What? That Xena keeps a knife. In her boobs.
In her boobs? Or in her
That's
top?
What he wrote.
Oh, okay.
No, he said that Xena keeps a knife in her boobs. And Jim's weighing in with, kick your cards in your Rolo dick.
Between them, you don't. Okay, that makes sense. She had a secret boob compartment.
Well... You can keep some items, you know, if you're wearing a bra. I don't personally do it. I mean, the most I've ever done is like an ID and a debit card, and then it always gets hot. So
would that mess with the magnetic strips on these things?
Why?
I don't know. I've never kept an ID or any kind of card close to skin before.
Do you think that the galvanic response would really be that high that it could generate a magnetic field to...
It's possible. No telling what you've been doing that day. How did we get here?
I don't know. Maybe I was hanging with Lincoln from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. He's the Inhuman with the electricity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't kept up with that show. So I did not
know. Watch the damn TV, Kitty.
I'm watch behind the TV on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, I haven't really watched that since I left. So I'm that far behind.
So a season.
Yeah, a whole season.
Okay. It's on Netflix, which you can watch on the TV.
It's on my phone.
But don't be paranoid.
I'll watch it, but it's just a lot to keep up with.
How about the torture scene?
That was fun. Well, you know, not for the people involved, but yeah.
When he had the haze in his eyes and
yeah, I told you about
the,
that.
The way that he was answering the questions.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how she took advantage of that. You had to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. You see the gears working in her mind. I'm going to ask all kinds of things.
Have you killed anyone? But they were all bad people.
I do like
how
the
classic humor in this.
Yeah, it was those little funny moments like that.
Yeah, you can go from that to okay now.
Now
he's gone to a gasoline tanker and fired a bullet into it and created a flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
But well,
I did like whenever they were going to finally start torturing him and he did tell them the truth of what he was going to do. It's like, I'm going to grab you and use you as a human shield and I'm going to kill that dude with this thing and they're going to break your neck.
Oh yeah. And how are you going to do all of that?
He didn't lie.
No, he did not. You did bring something up about the effect that they used to show him drugged.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if you wanted me to mention that or anything.
Well, do you want to mention? I mean...
Yeah, the last time I tried something, that's the way things felt and looked. And I've never tried it again. It was just a weird thing. It was... That's the only way I can describe it. That scene where he's kind of hazy and everything's like moving slow. So, yeah. That was just the last time I tried anything that was different than alcohol.
Wow.
It was a weird feeling and I couldn't move and I felt paralyzed, but everything was going around really slow. So no, not my thing.
How about Charlton Heston in this one?
He's not my thing either.
Really?
No.
Alrighty then.
It was cool that he was in this movie. You know, he had this little, he was like a director.
Mm-hmm. Of Omega Sector, the last line of defense. What a goofy. They used the name of the agency to try and convey.
That they're good guys, or
no? That they're like the top of the top. You know, Harry is the world's best spy. Because he's the last line of defense. Or okay. At least the agency is, but. Come on, he's got to be their top agent.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not Tommy Lee Jones or Will Smith. They're the first line of defense, apparently. But that's from things off world.
Well,
was in 94.
It was?
No.
Oh.
I said it wasn't.
Okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. No, that was...
Oh, that would have been a pick right there. That's 97.
Mark says that Heston looking like the old Marvel Comics version of Nick Fury.
That's what I thought when I saw him. You know, he had the kind of like the scarred up eye and the eye patch. That's what I thought of. I was like, Nick Fury. I mean, he's old, but yeah, Nick Fury. You didn't think that?
Did I read the old Marvel comics?
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
I thought maybe you would have known who Nick Fury was. Just
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, that's who I thought of. I mean, he's no Hasselhoff, but yeah. I think David Hasselhoff, he played Nick Fury, and I think it was just called Nick Fury. So.
Alrighty then. Have we left anyone?
Yeah.
Who?
The horse.
The horse?
Of course.
What about the horse?
Yeah, Arnold chasing the bad guy on a motorcycle and he was on the horse.
Oh, I was talking about any of the actors, not any of the scenes. But okay, let's go for that one.
The horse was a pretty good actor.
Yeah, that's why I was like, have we left anyone? And you're like, the horse. Oh, okay, yes. The horse did a very fine job.
The horse, you know, was smart,
especially with the conclusion to that scene.
How it didn't want to jump
but
the building?
There's more of the movie's humor coming through as Harry is calling it in to Gibb and, you know, telling him where to have everyone head this guy off on the bike and to hurry up because his horse is getting tired. And it makes me wonder, did that police officer ever, you know, like, did he get hurt? Did Harry, you know?
Well, he kind of tossed him off.
Is there any follow-up in, you know, with this agency?
What happened to the horse? Did the horse get returned back? I mean, it was up on the top of a building. I'm guessing they took it back down the elevator.
I mean, yeah, you've got this agent who will stop at nothing, and you're just trying to be a good, you know, good ceremonial police horse, you know, ready to go at a moment's notice. We're not saying anything bad about the horse here, folks.
Yeah, it just kind of goes with the flow.
You know, but
it's all right. I guess we're going this way now. I don't know you, but all right.
Yeah, he's been commandeered, and he's like, okay, well, you know, you did say federal officer, so I will allow this.
Yeah, you seem legit. I mean, you're not flashing a badge or anything, but yeah.
But, you know, that horse saw some stuff.
Yeah, he saw some shit.
And then this crazy guy is asking him to jump off the roof of Marriott to maybe land in a pool over at what? What was it? Was it the Hilton?
I don't know. I don't think it said.
But we'll land over in the pool of in some other other hotel. There's no certainty in this.
Yeah, across the street, a full street, plus, you know, I think that was two lanes of street and sidewalk space. See, that's a jump.
Yeah.
The guy who jumped at the terrorist guy, he was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, and that motorcycle had at least 100 horsepower. Me, I've only got 1 horsepower. That's why they call it horsepower. You expect me to make that jump? You're crazy. I'm stopping.
Yeah, he did look like it, though, when he got as much distance as he could. The horse kind of like jumped and like really took off. But you saw as it got closer to the edge, it, fuck this. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, no, this ain't happening. You're going over the edge. Sorry, buddy. And then he berates the horse. What the hell?
He also lost his gun. They showed that in slow motion falling to the ground. So great. Somebody's going to pick that up and go commit crimes now. Way to go. Way to go, Arnold.
Yeah. You're the last action hero we would want. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. It's funny to me. But yeah, he did yell at the horse. Horse was just being smart. It's like, I'm not jumping that. I'm not going to make it. You can go right ahead. I'll watch from here.
What about the positioning of the pack of cigarettes in the house?
Oh, you put it on the mantle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just didn't that look completely out of place in that home?
Well,
like, oh yeah, there's just a pack of cigarettes right up here on the mantle. Hey, don't anyone turn on the fireplace.
Well, there were other things on the mantle. I mean, unless you're actually looking at it and you're in the house all the time. How much stuff can you say that's on the mantle right now?
On ours?
Yeah.
There's the lightsaber. There's my keys. There's
mantle.
There's a second set of keys. There's the lighter for the candle outside.
Do you see the pack of cigarettes?
There's no pack of cigarettes on there.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure.
You're gonna look.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Did you see the deck of cards up there? You're thinking about it. Because it's possible.
No, it really is not. There's no deck of cards up there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What about the other box?
I took the boxes off the mantle last weekend.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
The Nest and the Roku box.
So what? I don't think anyone
So you're done messing with me now?
Yeah.
All right.
You know he put that there on purpose, right? He knew what was going on.
What, the cigarettes?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
What? What they saw? What he saw? I mean, never mind.
When Harry saw Dana lifting the cash.
Yeah, from Albert's jacket.
Albert's jacket?
Gibson. Tom Arnold.
Right.
Yeah, his jacket.
Okay.
She was stealing his money.
Right. You think that he knew that that was going down right then and there?
Not right then and there, but he was thinking that that was what was going on. Because whenever Arnold told him, you know, she's stealing from me, he's like, damn it, I knew it. He thought it was his ex-wife's boyfriend that was stealing from him.
Maybe he set it up on purpose, but I don't think he did.
Well, he knew something was going on. And he had a new toy, so, I mean, yeah.
Which, you know, when did he get that toy? Why didn't Arnold have that toy on the previous day's mission? You know, like, why?
Because
it's 8 a.m. Why are you now showing him this new tech?
Because it's new. I mean, you can't show him new tech when it's brand new.
When did he get it?
That morning.
Before he drove into the office and then drove back to get Harry to drive into the office?
Yeah. Because he doesn't sleep. He just sleeps in the office. With the new toys.
No, he moved back in with his ex-wife.
Maybe that's why he had him.
You think he's spying on his ex-wife?
Possibly, because someone's stealing from him.
He was trying to catch, you know, the new husband.
Yeah, so maybe he just had it at the house and was like, oh, well, I guess I should have brought this on the last mission. No? Okay, it doesn't seem plausible to me either, but it could have happened. Who knows? I don't know why. I didn't ask him. You ask him.
Where the hell did you go with that?
I don't know. You're grilling me about stuff I don't know. Why did he put this there and why is he doing this? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't smoke. That's my answer.
Okay. Well, despite all of my questions, I really enjoy this movie.
Yeah, me too.
It's a fun action movie.
Yeah, you're right. It does have humor in it. So that's why I would...
It goes over the top. That's it, and it's very aware of what it is.
True.
It does. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I totally didn't hate it.
Yeah, I totally don't hate it either. I like it, the movie.
All right.
It's no Commando, but okay.
Really? I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
Speak up.
I said that's always Nights with a K. With a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available on SoundCloud. We're also listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at... Are we going to say 7 now?
You want to try 7 next week?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to get a little bit earlier.
Okay. We'll go for 7.
Try it out. So, yeah. So, I guess We're going to go for 7 next week and see how that goes. 7 Western time. And that's, what, 10 Eastern? It's not too late on a Saturday night for most people. We got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. And what else?
It's also where you can find a link to Mixlr.
Okay.
Which is the live stream.
Yeah. Yeah, that one threw me. I had to rewrite that.
And on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more, then why don't I just run right through that? Because, you know, who knows? Maybe we actually do have a new listener out there somewhere and they don't know that we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I had to burp.
You couldn't have waited for us to get to the theme?
No, I couldn't. It happened right then and there. And, we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, #BlameTom, for our theme. And DC Cantel, Al, who's in the chat. He's still in the chat, right?
Hi, Al.
For our segment intros. And I didn't check for followers. Did you?
No.
I lost my Twitter. Don't look at Twitter. Don't look at Twitter.
Yeah, I know we did get followers. I thought you said you did all the notes. Damn it. I would have looked.
I always forget.
I got it. Okay, so I have to remember that you always forget so that I can have this app. We've got the Bad Perspective at Bad Perspectives. We've also got Story Breakers. That's at Story Breakers. And at Alex the Producer.
Wow, everyone's got a same name as the Twitter name. That's cool. And we want to thank you for listening.
All right. I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yeah?
Beware the stubby-toed bitch.
Talking is hard.
Good night.
Good night. With a K.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Dale wants us to do a stinger.
A stinger?
Yeah.
What? Why would we do that?
I don't know. That's where we keep talking after the show has ended, right?
Yeah.
Do we pull a Ferris Bueller? Like, you're still here? Go home.
It was cool that Jim Rowley showed up. Did he in there?
Yeah.
We had a few people that showed up. And Dale. So... Awesome.
So maybe there is something to this going on a little bit earlier?
Yeah.
We just got to find the right time that works where, you know, you're not going to just wake up and hopefully I'll get a good night of sleep the night before and I won't stay up all night tinkering with an idea and constantly rewriting 3 paragraphs.
Ooh.
I had fun last night, though.
Because you were writing, or
yeah, but I kept getting stuck on the first bit, and I didn't flesh out all of the details.
Oh yeah,
but I was still having fun.
Do you want to mention anything about that, or just wait?
No.
Okay. We'll wait then.
That's it.
Yeah, I do think this going on a little bit earlier is good. I mean, it's midnight somewhere, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think probably 7 would be good.
All right, we'll give it a try.
All right.
So we will find the right time.
The magic hour.
The magic hour?
Yeah, something I heard earlier.